Every episode of this show is read by AI synthesized speech, using a voice cloned from the author. Have you ever stopped to wonder whether life cycle assessment, this whole framework we call LCA, is actually science or something else entirely? A lot of textbooks describe LCA as a scientific method for quantifying environmental impact. That's not wrong, exactly, but it is misleading. I want to start from the very beginning. In 1969, Coca-Cola commissioned a research institution to compare glass bottles and plastic bottles, which one was more environmentally friendly. The motivation was entirely practical. Environmental activists at the time were attacking non-returnable packaging as a primary source of pollution, and Coca-Cola needed a set of numbers it could use to defend its own commercial decisions. That internal study is now widely regarded as the origin of modern LCA. So you can see, from the very first day of its existence, LCA was not a pure scientific instrument. It was a product of corporate defense and compliance management, and every major development that followed corresponded to a moment of political pressure or regulatory change. In the 1990s came standardization. 1997 produced ISO 14040. The European Union issued the ILCD handbook in 2010. The Volkswagen diesel scandal in 2015 pushed the EU toward mandatory regulation. And by 2026, the carbon border adjustment mechanism enters its definitional phase. My reading of all this is the following. If you interpret these acronyms and milestones as a history of progress in environmental science, you will miss what matters most. The real driving force from beginning to end has never been scientists seeking answers. It has been corporations needing defensible numbers and governments needing enforceable rules. Understand that first, and the technical details that follow will actually start to mean something.